IU Festival Theater's Shakespeare offering this summer is Twelfth Night. Ah, Shakespeare's comedies. Great fun to see. Hard to describe. Will there be confused identities? Certainly. Will there be cross-dressing? Perhaps. Buffoons? Quite likely. Multiple plots? You bet. Will there be a wise fool? Probably. A finale of marriages? Of course. The IU production begins with the thunder and lightning of a storm which wrecks a ship carrying Viola, Hilary Clemens, and her twin brother Sebastian. The wreck casts a very wet Viola onto the beach of Illyria. For safety, she dresses as the young boy Cesario, and while lamenting the possible death of her twin brother, enters the service of the melancholy Duke Orsino, Ian Martin. So yes to cross-dressing. Although deeply smitten with the Duke, it's Viola's task as Cesario to take his wooing to the hitherto unresponsive Countess Olivia, Jenny McKnight. Love happens quickly in Shakespeare comedies, and Countess Olivia is equally smitten with Cesario. Hilary Clemens makes a delightfully confused and confusing young man, while McKnight is equally delightful as a too-much-in-love lady. All the while in the Countess's home, the buffoons, Sir Toby Belch, the redoubtable David Courtmire, and his gull Sir Andrew Aguecheek, the very amusing Ben Abbott, are riotously roistering in company with the maid Maria, the clever Mara Leifler. For a bit of fun on this Twelfth Night, the three, along with a fourth, the flexible Fabian, Tim Piles, concoct a note to convince Countess Olivia's egotistical Stuart Malvolio, Rob Johansson, that the lady encourages his suit. The note suggests specific acts on his part, and watching Johansson act out the directions, including the torture of putting a smile on his usually dour face, is just an amazing piece of theater and very funny. So yes to multiple plots. Early on, I did mention confused identities, didn't I? Well, yes. Viola's twin brother Sebastian, David Gordon Johnson, and his savior Antonio, Adam St. John, do appear. There's a bit of confusion as Antonio mistakes Viola, Cesario, for his beloved companion, and further confusion when the buffoons mistake the submissive Viola for her much more aggressive brother. The wise fool. Well, equally at home in the Duke's palace, the Countess's home, and on the road between is Shakespeare's wonderful wise fool Feste, the multi-talented Nate Segree. Segree composed and performs music for the play. He entertained the pre-show audience with an acrobatic and involving clap-along and offered an acrobatic percussion show to begin the second act. For a Shakespeare comedy, one marriage never seems enough, and Twelfth Night is no exception. The smitten Viola marries the Duke. The equally smitten Lady Olivia marries Viola's twin, Sebastian. The clever Maria marries Sir Toby. And as the play comes to an end, Feste, the clown, leads the entire cast in a final song. Shakespeare's Twelfth Night at the IU Festival Theater continues in repertoire with The Miracle Worker through July 26th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.